The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we know that all things work for good to those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed into the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. The word of the Lord. With delight I rejoice in the Lord. With delight I rejoice in the Lord. Though I trusted in your mercy, let my heart rejoice in your salvation. With delight I rejoice in the Lord. Let me sing of the Lord. He has been good to me. With delight, I rejoice in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child to the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said to the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we celebrate the birthday of our Blessed Mother, and of course then we hear the Gospel of the birth of Jesus Christ. Why? Because the whole purpose of Mary was to give birth to Jesus. Huh? So we celebrate her because of Jesus. And often when, you know, she was given to us as our mother, of course, on the cross. And so as we celebrate her birthday, this is the day we need to focus on. So often Mary is used. Hey, Mary, I need this. Hey, Mary, I want this. Hey, Mary, can you pray for me? That's important because she's our mother. But maybe today, just maybe, we spend one day without gimme, 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 and Mary I need, and Mary pray for me. Can we just have one day where we don't use Mary, but we just love Mary? We just tell her we love her. Think about how many times Jesus told his mother that he loved her. We could do the same today. Let's today love our mother the way Jesus did. May you know his love and Mary's today and forever. Amen. Let us